Thank you for tuning in to Unlock Me Today's live event series, where we are conversing with thought leaders, founders, and CEOs about their journey and how they are unlocking true potential of folks around them. Evening, afternoon, and morning, based on where you are from. This is your host, Prashant. And before I get any further, I would like to emphasize the purpose of this event. We aim to unlock the true potential of folks who are in constrained environments, maybe not able to get enough time to connect to their role models, maybe unable to break through their extremely preoccupied mundane life, or maybe the internet buzzwords are adding friction to harness positive changes. No matter what the reason may be, there is value in staying towards the end of this event. Today's guest speaker we have is someone very special. With over a decade of experience in HR, Swati Pandey specializes in talent development and retention, strategic HR initiatives, leadership navigation, and career coaching with the dynamic landscape of information technology sector. Her career has been dedicated to driving organizational success through effective retention strategies, motivation at work, and bringing wealth to an effective workforce by crafting careers, goals, alignments for individuals, and organizational growth. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, please welcome Swati Pandey, human resource leader and talent management leader from Bhavna Corp. Swati, welcome to the event. Where are you? What are you doing today?
Hi, Prashant. Thank you for inviting me and summing up my professional journey so well. As you stated, yeah, I'm a leadership board of Bhavna Software. Uh-huh. So just to give you a background, the company is an IT service organization, mm-hmm. and we are serving clients based out of US and Europe. Mm-hmm. In existence about a decade now, grown about more than 100% in last 3 years. And I'm basically responsible for heading the talent management piece, wherein HR interventions from joining till exit is what I'm taking care of across 2 design centers in India, mm-hmm. that is Noida and Hyderabad.
Excellent. You know, I'm excited too. And there, see, we have live people on this Saturday afternoon. Give me a cheer, folks. If you are part of this podcast, give me a thumbs up. Thank you. Thank you so much. Folks, we have united here to talk about career progression in 2024. The world of work is constantly evolving. We all know that. And employees are looking forward to taking steps head on to do whatever it's required to grow within the organization. What direction they should choose? So Swati has experience in this field and she is at the top of the leadership board. And Swati, I am curious to know, like you being an HR leader who is part of the core leadership group, what are the opportunities you seeing that an individual has to progress in their career? Please help the audience decrypt this.
So, Prashant, as you rightly said, the progressing in the career. So, mm-hmm. where progress means what? It means moving forward, right? So, in my view, what I can relate for my own self is mm-hmm. individuals always have to strive for getting better every day. Like I was recently in an HR conference where mm-hmm. the study was eye-opener, which states that about 85% of the jobs that mm-hmm. will exist in 2030 are not created yet. Wow. Can you believe that? Means your current job, what you're doing today, may not last after 6 years. So progression is what's going to serve you. Hmm. And you should adapt to the norm as the change will happen. But how soon it will happen is what you cannot anticipate. Hmm. And window is getting shorter day by day. So it is always better to invest in yourself mm-hmm. and your career is basically your journey, not a destination. So embrace the learning and growth along the way is what I would like to conclude here.
Your career is a journey, not a destination is the takeaway I have, Swati. And very nicely put up, because when you are in a journey, you have to keep progressing, you know, towards your point B, whatever you have decided, and also making sure that you are motivated, all pepped up and liking the journey for sure. Thank you for that data point as well. You know, 2030, all the jobs are going to be changing. You know, that is an alarming data point, but that's what happened in the last 20, 30 years as well. So It's nothing new what I can say. But what preparation one can do to fast forward their career while they are at their job, Swati? What do you think? You know, like I am working, I'm a manager, I am an engineer, I'm a design specialist, I'm into sales, I'm into finance, I'm into XYZ domain. What do you suggest? What can I do?
What I personally believe is that opportunities, there are the opportunities, mm-hmm. but they don't happen, right? You create them. Mm-hmm. And being on the top, it is always important that you scale, you carve your own opportunities. Like very simple thing, right? Mm-hmm. How you can be better day by day is like we all do tasks, right? Mm-hmm. Our things are daily, day out. We are engraved into tasks. You start bucketizing them. Mm-hmm. Like bucketize them in two ways. What are the things you are self-driving and what are the things which are being asked? Mm. And make your own goals. Target them to increase maybe by 2 to 5% every quarter, every month, mm-hmm. depending on what your career planning is. Mm-hmm. And that will give you a very different perspective and thought process, actually. So invest in yourself, focus on results and ownership, which is self-driven. With this, one can identify and definitely seek what they are aiming for.
Got it.
So start investing on yourself. Getting day by day better is what I wanted to call out here, and focus on results and ownership, which is self-driven, not exactly how the times it is being asked. Mm-hmm. You should focus on a lot of self-driven initiatives. That's where will lead to your progression in the career.
I totally agree to that. Most of the times when people are only expecting from the organization, but here the message is very clear that initiative, focus, and start doing it. So those are the keywords, what my takeaways are, Swati. And what option one has inside the organization? Like, you know, sometimes an individual, see, basically we all come from different backgrounds, different places, our upbringing are different, but our common thing is that we all have to grow in our careers. Sometimes in organization, between the workloads, individual get confused. Do you want to suggest or share your thought process, how one can reach out to HR to identify their development journey and how they should look forward to it?
There is a study, you know, mm-hmm. which says that the people who better career plan, 72% likely to be positioned for promotion. So it is actually, again, the question is coming that what is the time you are giving to invest in yourself in order to get progress in your career?
Mm.
And how you get such opportunities while you are in the job is to, you know, progress and advancement policy. There are policies exist. I'm very likely, because I am also into the HR for a decade now, people come to me and ask that, how should I get promoted from, say, software engineer to be a senior software engineer?
Mm-hmm.
And my question is that such policies exist in the organization, which clearly outlines what it needs to be from one level to the other level.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, is that you go reread those policy. Mm-hmm. So now the question is, what if those policy doesn't exist?
Right.
Then ask questions. Mm-hmm. Ask. There are a lot of connects with your HR, with your leadership people. Nobody is stopping you to ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
So ask questions and involve yourself within the organization. Feel passionate about the job. Don't come just to do the job. Come to make your own career. And in fact, that will change your mindset. And that is what I'm summing up here, that you have to invest in yourself. Don't do the job. Do it for your own career.
And even the leaders tell that to everyone, that if you work for your own self, for your own progress, the organization will definitely grow. If you're just doing the work, then you may get just overburned. That, hey, I'm working for 8 hours, 10 hours. But if you're passionate about the vision, and if you're just passionate about your own growth, it's like working out in the gym, right? So you don't get tired after an hour. You're like, okay, no, I have to increase my muscle mass. So I'm going to be working harder. So that's good. Thanks for calling that out here. And the other thing is that organizational engagements are changing, Swati, right? So employees changing, markets changing, market shifts are happening. What are your thoughts on that part?
Absolutely, it has been changing. And that's where we started. We have started in that note that, you know, change is happening very fast than you anticipate.
Mm.
And that's where engagements are changing, where organizations are actually putting their stake on the employees who are engaged with the organizations. And being in the HR, actually, we do measure such engagement level of the employees. So why I will be investing on someone who is not disengaged or who is not engaged? Better is I will be investing on somebody who is engaged. Correct? And it is kind of push and push for both employer and employee to achieve realistic goals, where engagement is not only organization measure to engage employees, but also what employees are putting to make them engaged with organizations, right? So it is again very important that you as an employee should feel engaged with the organization. You should feel belong by going a little extra mile, right? Just like, for example, like there, everybody in the organization receives birthday anniversary emails, right? What people do, they just put that in the trash. But the other way around is that you just take a moment and just wish that person happy birthday or congratulations on the work anniversary.
Right.
But here, what you are going to do is to make an impact on that person. Maybe that person doesn't know in the organization. But again, networking is the key. Currently, networking is the key. And that's how you network within the organization. Or maybe outside the organization. Maybe after an year, that person will always remember that, okay, I got a birthday wish from that person that works in that department. That's where you should feel engaged in the organization. And organizations are actually putting their stake on the people who are engaged. So that's my bit here.
Absolutely. You know, I totally agree with you. And thanks for just summing it up with a very realist example here of birthdays. And that is the least what can be done and very easily achievable because everybody has a birthday, right? So
absolutely.
Yeah. And folks who are listening out there, I just want you to give me some love. Show me some love here that you exist out there and you're listening and it's value adding. And those are the hearts coming in one by one.
Wow.
Letting us know that you are...
audience.
Yes.
Wow. Even the audience is engaged. Wow.
That's what it is. Yeah. Thank you, Swati. You know what? Every time when we come live and we are sharing these original conversations on Google, on YouTube, there is so much content, but that may not be very specifically for that particular point in time of the times. So great. And folks, I'm going to be asking you to raise your hands if you have a question. And as we progress, your hands once raised will get answered for sure. So do not hesitate. All right. So moving ahead, Swati. So this is the organizational engagement, what you spoke about. And everybody has a manager at work. Every manager has a manager. How can individuals leverage that relationship at work to accelerate their career? Because, you know, most of the times people talk not so good things about their manager and I see everywhere. But, you know, there are a lot of positive things here. A manager is there. So I want to understand what suggestions you have for folks to leverage this existing relationship with an employee and a manager.
Very good question. And in fact, again, I'll come to the study that when it comes to your promotion, your manager is the one who is going to play a vital role in that. So obviously you should feel that you leverage that relationship in the workplace. There are 4 points I would say here. One is that you set your clear goals, seek feedback, show initiatives, and be transparent and authentic with your manager. And you should show continuous learning. Just like I was there in one of the HR Connect where I got the observation that one of the employees not getting performance feedback by the reporting manager. Again, now there is a separate topic. What exactly is day in, day out conversations versus structured performance feedback? And I said to that individual that, okay, right, you are not getting the feedback. I agree. Who is stopping you to go and seek your feedback from your manager? Right?
I want to echo that, Swati, you know. I want to echo that because that is such a powerful statement. Who is stopping you? Yeah. Who is stopping you to go and ask feedback?
There has to be other way around. You go and ask feedback, right?
Yeah.
You block your manager's calendar on every quarterly or every monthly for 15 minutes, for 30 minutes. And I don't think so any manager will say no to that. And just sit there, take a cup of coffee and ask the feedback, right? How am I going? How am I progressing? What are the area of opportunities? And that's where manager will also believe that actually that you have that hunger to grow.
Yep.
And that will lead to a different path.
Yep.
So seek feedback, measure yourself, be proactive and seek feedback.
So Aati, it's easy to say seek feedback, right? But sometimes how can one individual be more receptive to the feedback? I want to hear your thoughts around that. People give feedback, people take feedback, but one has to be receptive. Or how that conversation can materialize into substantial benefit. What are your thoughts around that?
Actually, being receptive to feedback is again a key, right? Yeah. And one has to open their mindset. Listen, first of all, I don't see like you speak, you listen first, right? Mm-hmm. Control your emotion. And just like I'll give an example, that's what my CEO says, that whenever you get such emails where you get aggrieved and you get tempted to respond immediately, take a pause.
Yep.
You will not miss any train if you don't immediately revert. Yep. Take a pause, and there is a 9 out of 10 times when you end up not sending email that time, right? So it is very important to being receptive to feedback, that you listen actively, you control your emotional reaction, right? And that is the key here. And ask questions and show that you are interested. And important is to find patterns as well, right? That if you say that you are touching the nerve of somebody, don't do that, right?
Yep.
There are other ways to talk. There are other ways to understand. Just focus on that. That's my
care. That's a good one. But what if the feedback which you're getting is not aligned with their role? You know, sometimes feedback may miss objectivity. So what are your thoughts around that?
I will say then you should seek clarification, right? You should understand what exactly are the expectations. And if you misunderstood, communication is the key, right? And it is always better to provide context. For example, we send emails, many emails day in, day out, right? Yep. And we keep CCing people, we add people. Then the people may not have a good context around it, right?
Yep.
So communicate your expectations, provide a proper context, solicit specific feedback. And if you see that some of the thing you have not understood, then there is no harm in exploring the training opportunities there. Show a proactive approach to address any new areas of improvement. Because that is, again, for your own self growing in the organization. And you should always measure, do a regular check-ins. And then that's how it is, right? That's where you will get a clarity.
I like that regular check-ins. Regular check-ins, yeah. I like it. You know, sometimes we just miss the very basic, that we got a feedback, say like in Jan or January, and then we are connecting in, say, like maybe June, July. So regular check-ins.
Exactly. And in fact, here, a very good point I wanted to mention here is that, for example, if you get any project to work upon, right, there are very high level of expectation gets boiled down. And what you should do is, in case, what is my suggestion is, take a first cut to it. Prepare a high level plan. Do a first cut and tell it to your manager or maybe any management member who has given you that task. That here is what I understood. Here is the first cut. Basis on your go ahead, I will further work on the same. Because there, whatever the gaps, right? If there is any gap in your understanding versus what is being expected, we're going to bridge that gap. So then, that is a checkpoint there. You get feedback and then you start working on detailed project plan. There are at times happens, Prashant, when we work hard, we put our soul, blood, everything, and we hear that, oh my God, this is not something which I expected. So that is always better to take a first cut to it. Take a go ahead and then further work upon the same. We call it in IT is a POC, right?
Yep.
Proof of concept. So do a proof of concept and then work on a detailed project plan.
Couldn't agree more. The thing is, we have a set of people who are really good at work, right? These are the domain experts. These are the ones who are at the top of the top, the subject matter experts. They are the one who their managers look forward to them to give suggestions. What suggestion you have for them? How can they amplify their learning?
I would again echo to my initial point, which is network, right? Do an effective networking. There are tools available like LinkedIn, right? It's nothing is more engaging than LinkedIn, right? Use the technical folks, use GitHub, right? Mm-hmm. There are networking Slacks, collaborative tools like Teams. Mm-hmm. Use them, you know, network with them, because again, right, it is a key. Like recent studies said, like 23% of the jobs are getting filled with referrals. Mm-hmm. And this number is going to increase. And in fact, when it comes to your performance evaluation, 360 degree feedback, that, and in fact, more conversations are coming in picture where the feedback is taken all around where the people you get to, you are working with. So there it is very important to network. So networking is the key, and leveraging all these platforms in an effective manner, one should learn.
That's a very good reminder here for everyone here. Sometimes we just miss out that networking is not just eating lunches and walking around, but as a domain expert, networking on platforms like LinkedIn, and there are definitely more tools for technical folks and for non-technical folks as well. There they can collaborate, and for them also, they can learn more and amplify their learnings. That's very well said, Swati. But people hesitate. So whenever you're giving me an answer, I'm putting you at the spot, right? But people hesitate, right? So people hesitate that, how do I go to LinkedIn and post? How do I go to Quora and then respond? Or how do I go to GitHub and then put in there my thoughts? Or as a thought leader, what will people think about me? What do I do? What do you have to suggest?
Again, I'll say one should not be afraid of failure, but should be afraid of not trying.
Whoa, that is awesome. I want to echo that. One should not be afraid of failures, but one should be afraid of not trying. That is so powerful here, Swati. And I think...
Yeah, you should prepare. You should practice. Even if you're hesitant to speak in public, right? You should emphasize, feel good about yourself, be confident, look for the positive aspects which you're proud of, right? Pay attention what others have to say in the group. Sometimes you just be a good listener, right? Observe what other people are saying, and try to, you know, get engaged in smaller groups where you feel more comfortable around. And then once you feel confident, then you should move forward, you know, then you leverage in open group forums, ask questions that will provide more confidence to you. And at last, again, I'll say, Prashant, there is no harm in seeking the support.
Yeah.
So whosoever is your mentor, your guide, or a coach for that matter, maybe gym trainer, right? You should seek support and just say that, okay, I am hesitant about speaking in this thing. Can you just help me with that? That will slowly and steadily will give you the confidence. So that's how a person should do and pay attention. And that's how you will slowly and steadily eradicate the hesitation which you have within you.
I totally agree with you, Swati. I tell you what, when I was in my college, I didn't even know how to speak English.
That is the case with many, many of us, right? In fact, I was also like, I remember one time my professor asked me any question in the class and I started crying. I couldn't speak. There is even not a word I could utter, and I started crying. And that happens, right? And this actually, these small steps really helps.
Yep.
And you see any eminent personalities, they have such background.
Yep.
So it is for everybody, and you have to work on it.
Yeah, and I couldn't agree more on that one. How much one can fail, man? I mean, how much one can fail? Every time you fail, you get better at failing also. And that's what, there is nothing to fail there. So confidence is the repetition of the expert knowledge again and again, again and again. Do it again and again until you become like, it becomes your second nature. That's a great reminder, Swati. And I really thank you for that, because to be honest with you, people talk about huge things. They directly go to the Mount Everest, but these are the basic fundamentals, like any food dish, the salt, the temperature at that, what it is cooked. That matters more than a lot of other things. No matter what ingredients you buy, but still, if you're not putting it together, basic things are the most powerful thing. And everybody, show me some love here, guys. Where are you? Are you there? Or what is going on there? Okay, they are there. Thank you so much for staying there with us. And we are doing this all for you. This is Swati Pandey, folks. And raise your hands if you have a question. Or you are hesitant to ask a question, that is also possible. But if you're hesitant to ask a question, you can put that question in the chat, or you can DM one of us after this event. Before I get any further, I would request everyone to acknowledge us by showing your love. Give us a reaction on this post. Follow us if you like this kind of conversation. This is coming directly from the heart. And we have Sonder. Swati, I'm going to take this question. We have a lot to discuss, but people are curious. And we got Judy and Sundar. We're going to get them on the stage. What do you say, Swati? We game?
Yep.
All right, people. We got people at the hot seat. So, Sundar, you go first, man. And then, Judy, you next.
Good evening, team. So, good evening, Prashant and Swati. So, I have a question for you. So, what are the strategies can individually employ men in visibility and showcase their contribution, particularly working in a remote? So,
Sundar, you are a technical lead, innovating the solutions and architect. So, I'm sure you must be attending your daily Scrum calls, correct? Or the weekly status things, right? There is no harm in projecting yourself, right? If any new study or anything you have done, any new or maybe any new POC or anything you have done, there is no harm in sharing that in such calls. Because it is, again, Sundar, with such changing landscape, like you said, right, in work from home, it is very important to show your presence. And that's how your networking is key, as I likely mentioned. That's how you network with people, you engage with people and show your presence. People are going to remember you that you are there and you have something better to say one or the other. So that's how you can showcase your visibility in the organization. And if you talk about in specific to your strategies, then I don't think that there is a unique solution for everybody. You know, you need to make it more contextual in your terms. You can make yourself evident. And as we were doing the conversations related to how you do a better career planning, I think you seek all those measures. Like you should prepare yourself. You should show your creativity. You should show your proactiveness. That's how you can grow in your career.
Sundar is there. All right, Judy, over to you. Thank you, Swati, for answering that question. Sundar, Monday morning, man, your Scrum meeting, your daily stand-up, you're going to be there, out there, man. We want to see your 200% in that meeting, man. Go all game, man. Okay, Judy, over to you.
Yeah, hi.
Hello, Judy.
Hi,
how are
Chan.
You? Hello.
Hi, I'm good. How are you? Hi, Swati. Nice meeting
hi.
You. It's a pleasure, you know. I have a question. I might have missed something. I because I'm working and listening, you know, I'm very eager to listen. So, I wanted to ask you, since, you know, like a lot of people are getting their certificates, graduations, and a lot of, you know, certification in digital marketing, certification in HR courses. But what is the most important thing that one should look forward when they are applying for a job? Because I'm not an HR, but I do a lot of hiring. People are confused, like students are confused because there are so many courses because of AI and because of 100 things we have to do, like student or, I mean, the freshers or experienced. Nowadays in office, you have to be a multitasker. So people, freshers are confused. What should I do? Because they have done resume and they are a lot of courses they are doing. I mean, digital marketing, this, that. Then with AI also, there are so many courses coming in, you know. So what is the thing that you can, you know, advise for a generation or even for a, like young generation who are passing out, and also for the experienced who are doing many courses and are confused? So I just wanted to ask you this. It's very important.
Great question, Judy. Yeah.
Okay. So what I could understand is that you are seeking that what are the, you know, top three maybe certification where person should apply to become visible and to become more prompt towards the job application.
Yes, means for their own career. It's not that if you have done finance, you skip to digital marketing, or you go in a pharma company or you know, something like that. So in the times of confusing, person is confused, what they should look for, and they should wait on. If they have to wait, but find your career goals, you know, that's very important.
Yeah.
So that was my...
Lot of noise in the market, do this, buy my course, do this course. It's noisy out there. What do you suggest, Swati?
I will suggest here, see, we live in Google world, right?
Yep.
Where the information is all floated around. It is very important for an individual to understand what is important for them and what is the thing they should pursue. And then once you get focused, because it is for very important for an individual to get focused.
Mm.
If you look for multiple career options, that will not help, right? That will help in your doing home course, but may not be necessarily in the professional world. So pick and choose the things which you actually wanted to do, which you are feel passionate about it.
Mm.
And then it is easy for you to choose the relevant certification in that context.
Mm.
So it is the individual who has to decide what they wanted to do and what exactly they feel passionate about.
Yep. Yep. So Judy, that was for you. Thank you for your question. And I also believe that focus on the destination and then aligning everything around that can have maximum benefits, because it's a noisy world. It's a Google world. All right. So with that said,
good afternoon, everyone. Actually, recently I was applying for jobs and I got some rejection saying that they are impressed with my profile and they are impressed with my qualification. And still they are saying that they are going with for the profiles. I don't know what is the reason. And also I'm mentioning whatever the description they are needed. And would you please help me out so that be taking your feedback?
I guess, Abhishek, in this case, you need to wait for the right opportunity. You should seek guidance from your mentors and you should expand your network is what I have to say here. Consider the alternate paths or any other things which align your abilities and be persistent, because sometimes, you know, market is like that you may face multiple rejections, but don't lose your hope. Mm-hmm. There is a better time. It will come for sure. And expand your network, right? And try to build one-on-one connect, maybe through LinkedIn, right? Wherever the companies you're targeting for. Look for the HR people there. Start, you know, connecting with them. And I hope it helps, right? And that's how it helps for many people. It will help for you as well.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And ultimately, you will achieve your success results. Don't worry. Be hopeful.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks a lot for the info.
Thanks. All the best.
Sure, Abhishek. Swati, thank you for your time here. You know, today it was an insightful session. We do these sessions in small batches. People join and then we exchange value, career progression. In 2024, you have shared some light here for all of us to look into. And I just wanted to hear from you some closing notes. What are the closing notes from your side, Swati, for the audience?
Thank you, Prashant, for inviting me. We're in such an engaging audience. I really enjoyed the conversation. My last bit will be that one should always seek for continuous improvement, and it is better than your delayed perfections. And you should not be afraid of failures, but you should be afraid of not trying. That's where we mentioned. So that's how I would like to conclude. You should continuously do your career planning. That's where is the key to get positioned yourself in the professional world and being promoted. And because landscape is changing. So invest in yourself.
Yep.
Love yourself. Thank you so much. That will be my closing note. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Swati, and audience. Show me some love here. It's a great event. The words of wisdom are, don't be afraid to fail, but be afraid of not trying. Thank you, Swati. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, have a great time and we talk to you again in our next event. Thank you, Swati.
Thank you. Bye.